Yeah. all those who don't know this nigga is a Shlomo nigga. So it's pretty easy to learn. How's it going though?
I'm a lefono, shiro vavando shono. 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 I'm a lefono, shiro
I see. Ay, 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 ay then. I don't know. There's some weeks that I just got to keep on going. Today was one of those weeks. Thank you for bringing us to that place. So we're holding now at the beginning of Sefer Shemos. And we know, first off, our learning should be in Sefer Shemos Shlema for Sar Bas Chana, Avraham Moshe Shein Rochel, and all for those who other need refuah and Yeshua's Be'ez Hashem B'Karv Mamash. Just scheduling note, next week we're going to have Shir Wednesday night Be'ez Hashem. It's a very big Rav speaking in North Miami Beach. Some of the Chevra, including myself, would like to go to. His name is Avraham Tzvi Kluger. We'll let the Chevra know through the WhatsApp and the details. But
On Thursday night,
yeah. So we're going to have Shir Wednesday, because Thursday night we're going to be over there just tasting a little bit of the breath of Kool-Aid. Baruch Hashem. All right, so because Purim's the next Yontif coming up, I mean, Tu B'Shat's really the next Yontif, but we're gonna start a little out of order. Go to page 6, in a little Purim digger fashion. We're going to go a little out of order to start off. So we know that we're holding in Shovavim. Everyone here knows that Shovavim stands for the Shemos V'Erebo B'Shach Yisro Mishpatim Shabbos, and these are the Shabbosim that the Jewish people went through Egypt and are going through their own personal Egypt. And we have to start off with the Torah from our Rebbe of Weinberger Shlita, and I just got the Sefer this week. It says that the Pasuk says, V'Yosef Hayab B'Mitzrayim. And Yosef was in Egypt. Right? We all famously know everything. What do you mean Yosef was in Egypt? So he quotes the Gemara. Very interesting, the Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas, and also says the Gemara also says in Megillah, if you look at the first paragraph, it says the Gemara in Brachas derives the rule that one may not recite the portions that comprise Shema Yisrael out of order from the Pasuk, and these words of Shema shall be. V'hayu hadvarim ha'ila. V'hayu, they shall be, means V'hayu b'hava yosun yehu. They shall be. They shall remain as they were at the beginning. Basically, the Gemara has a drasha. V'hayu means that you can't take it out of order. Just like Shema is in order, so too, at the end of the day, you can't say the portions out of order. You have to say in each way. So he says, we see that the phrase, and they shall be, which shares the same Hebrew root as the word haya, right, v'hayu and v'haya have the same shoresh. So what does it mean that Yosef haya b'mitzrayim and Joseph was in Egypt? It implies that the subject of the pasuk should remain as it always was. Chazal similarly derived that tefillin mezuzos must be written in the correct order because of the word v'hayu. This is the meaning of the Torah's amazing statement that Yosef haya b'mitzrayim, remaining exactly as he was before going into Egypt, his life followed the order that he had committed himself without any deviation. At the end of the day, every Jew, especially now in 2018, you have so many distractions just on this little thing over here. There could be a million distractions if you're on, even if you're on airplane mode, I'm sure there's a way to get off of airplane mode. We have to stay so strong, especially for these are the weeks of Shovavim, the weeks that we're trying to be mitakin on of things of holiness, of Kedusha, of Tahara. We have to be like Yosef, so strong in Egypt. L'maisa, how do we do it? It's a very, very easy, very nice Torah to say, V'hayu, V'hayu, has to be written in the same portion, in the same order, so a Jew's life has to be in order. How do you do it? So now let's go back to page 1. Page 1 is from the Divrei Yisrael. I have yet to acquire the Yisa Bracha and Shemos. Please God, Hashem will help me find it. All the stores will only sell me the Yisa Bracha Majits in the set, and I have the set beside Shemos. So hopefully anyone here, or anyone can help me, and who's listening, Taka, we could try to find the Yisro Bracha and Shemos. We'll put on bids after the Shir Taka. L'chayra Mamish, it says, V'teta tzavachosu me'erecho l'das, l'deya ma'yaselo. Right? The Pasuk says that his sister stood by the side to know what was going to be with him. Famously, we know that this is Miriam. The Pasuk told Miriam, watching over what was going to be with Moshe Rabbeinu. So it says here, very Hasidic pshat, this is a Nugunim and Hasidic shir, so we're going to try to say Hasidic Torah. So if you look in the paragraph, the second line says, V'yesh lomar v'derech remes. T'inei zos yadu achoso hainu Torah. The word achoso is a remes to the Torah. K'mosh nemar, emor l'chachma achosiyat. You should tell the wisdom that you're my sister. So at the end of the day, Gam Heina Zos Yadua Sha Torah Omerzli Eitzva Sushi. We know that the Torah is always going to give us Eitza. So it says now, if you look back into the Pasuk, V'teta Tzavachoso Me'rochu L'deya Ma'yaselo. How does he read the Pasuk? He says, when a person doesn't know what's going to be in the world, a person feels confused in their life, it could be in the 2018 Boca Raton, Florida, you can even be in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh, or you could be in New York in 10 feet of snow. Mm-hmm. or 1 foot of snow, 10 inches, whatever. A maisa, you're not sure what's going to be, what to do something, not to do something. You're not sure about a business decision. What do? You have to be so close to the Torah. G'sha'adam, look at the underline. G'sha'adam hu davak b'Torah. When a person cleaves to the Torah, he feels like the Torah is one with him, or he's one with a Rebbe, and he has eitzah with him from a Rebbe. Azay ki she'iz damen lo eizah davar sha'adeya rochach imenu. When something's very far from you, and something you don't understand, what's going to be? What's the Torah's answer? Ma'yasol, you know, v'titasav achoso. Go stand by your sister. Go stand by your sister. What does that mean, go stand by your sister? Come close to the Torah. Ladas ma'yasol. Azahine Torah shomeres l'yetzis. How does you read the pasuk? V'titasav achoso. Go stand by your sister. When do you stand by the Torah? Right, achoso is a lesson of by your sister. Ladea ma'yasol. Whenever you want to know if something's wrong in your life, or something's not happening, or you feel like you're so far from the Ribono Shel, you get the first things first. You gotta learn a little Torah. Once you seep into Torah, then you'll be able to have a little clarity.
What does sister have to do with?
He says Achosi is a remez to Torah. Because if you look in the pasuk in Mishlei, it says that more the chachma Achosi at.
Right.
It says that Achosi is a code word for a Torah. It's like your sister. That's not me. This is what he says.
I understand what
he says. He says when a person feels like, I mean, I'll be honest with you, the days that when you have a good day learning in the morning, your day is just so much clearer. When that problem comes, or you're standing in the Winn-Dixie for like 25 minutes waiting for them just to cut you a piece of fish, okay, take your time, whatever. Happened to me today. Literally, there's a woman who's screaming about this chicken. What happened to the 5 minutes chicken? I'm like, it's going to be good. It's going to be okay. But then there's some days where you're just like, just give him the chicken, man. Give him my gefilte fish. Those are the days when I just zipped through the Torah and I didn't really learn badness. Torah gives someone light. It gives someone clarity. Maisa, this is actually a theme also in the parsha. I'm just going to go a little quicker over here, just for, I want to get a niggin at the end. So go to page 2. So Paro's daughter's going down to the Or, and she's going and to wash herself off. So the pshat is that she sends her maidservant there to be able to grab the child. So Chazal say, it's not only her maidservant, it's also her hand. Right, nishtarba amosa amos harbi, that her hand outstretched, right, and it had like a, you know, one of those, I don't know, what's that movie called, Prince in Egypt, whatever, one of the incredible Prince, and now you know the hand actually went over there and Amos grabbed him. So he says over here, v'atishach es amosa v'tikachel, doesn't only refer to Amos. Amosa, amasa, has, what's the shortest in the word amata, maidservant? It's the word emes in it. V'tishach es amosa v'tikachel. He's saying that she was going down to the river. She was going down to find Emes. She was going down to find, right? Chazal said that, what was she going down? She was going down to get rid of all the avodah zarah from her father's house. So at the end of the day, look at the bottom paragraph. He says, "V'nei yadum erim erabasim zochal megillah yud gimel omen alf v'ter vas par lirchutz." Why'd she come to wash? Hanu lirchutz migulglei beis aviyah, to wash off all of the avodah zarah from her father's house. She nizgarav and nizhasu tachas chan v'etshchina. She wanted to come close to the shchina. This is what it means that she saw at the end. What does it mean? Hateva besocha sof. So he says the word emes. If you look at the word emes, emes is the first letter of the aleph base. Aleph, mem is the middle letter of the aleph base, and tuf is the end of the aleph base. So what does this mean? Hateva besocha sof. It means the word that was in the end. What does it mean? He says that refers to emes. Vatishlach as amasa means vatikachel. She was looking for emes. Va'av shahaya rachok, even though she was far, right? The pasuk says that she was very far, but she still vatishlach as amasa vatikachel. She still wanted to be able to come close a little bit to the Ribono Shel. Emes. She wanted truth in her life. And at the end of the day, every Jew wants it in their life. Every Jew is so beloved to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Rashi says in the first parsha, if you go to page 3, Rashi says in the opening Rashi, the second Rashi, that. Why is it the Torah is repeating Klal Yisrael's names again? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, like, okay, Shkoyach, we saw Parshas Vayechi, and we saw Parshas Miketz, and we saw, like, what's going on here? So Rashi says, what's the answer? Rashi says, Kadosh Baruch Hu counts us to show how beloved we are to Hashem. Right? We're compared to the stars, right? So he says the Sasam is an amazing thing. And this is really the Baal Shem Tov's word, too. So we're just going to do it outside for time's sake. Because we had the Nigan Lewis, Baruch Hashem. We should have the Nigan Lewis every week, Taka. No? Taka. Blinetter. We don't want to get into any dharm here. No pressure. You can have the Nigan Lewis also. He told me if Nigan Lewis is here, I was like, oh, Baruch Hashem. No, we have to go to that second Negelos. So he says that every Jew is compared to a koichav. Every Jew is mamash a candle of God. Ne'er Hashem nishmas Adam. When a Jew realizes that he's a part of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't want the sheker, right? I have so many friends who, they're in the middle of the city doing a million things. They're not keeping Shabbos. You think they'll be so happy? They're doing everything they want, right? The saddest people, because their neshama is not happy. Just like a person has to physically eat, they have to spiritually eat too. And every Jew wants to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every Jew has that godly presence inside of him. Baal Shem Tov says, actually, Baal Shem Tov says, why is it that Jewish people are compared to the stars? So he said an amazing thing about Shem Tov says. He said that if a star, if you go outside right now, I don't know if today, because maybe today, you go outside, look at the sky, a star looks so far away. What happens if you take a jet, take an airplane, go to the star? What's a star? A star is a huge ball of fire. So he says every Jew looks like, oh, another Marv, another Jew. He says it looks like it's so far. It looks like it's nothing. But a Jew down deep to his core essence, it's an neshama. He's a Jew, he's a prince, she's a princess. She's someone so special. And then that's the avodah of Shovim. Why do people, Chas V'Shalom, sometimes mess up in the areas of Kedusha? Because they don't know who they are. If you knew that you're a prince, you're a princess, you're in the Ribono Shel Olam's army, you're Kadosh Baruch Hu's shliach to this world, you're not going to settle for anything sheker. The sheker of this world just falls away. A person only wants emes. A person only wants to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he's able to stay strong in Mitzrayim. He's able to stay strong in 2018. The Yosef Hayyib in Mitzrayim. He's able to stay strong to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just to be able to close with just tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you'll go to page 4, Weimerger quoted this in one of his drushes. My children once had a storybook about an eagle's nest high on a mountaintop. Something happened and the eagle's egg rolled down to the bottom of the mountain to a chicken coop. One of the chickens sat on the egg until it hatched. The little eagle was different from the other chickens and didn't really quite fit in. He tried to peck at the ground and do what other chickens were doing, but he just could not become like them. He was having a difficult time getting along with his adopted parents and siblings. One day, he met an eagle family and was immediately and naturally drawn to them. They asked him what he was doing hanging around with the chickens pecking at the ground. The mice said, what's a Jew hanging out where you shouldn't belong? You're an eagle! Why aren't you flying to the highest heights? Ultimately, he discovered they could fly and he went on to soar with his fellow eagles. We are Jews, says Weimerger. We must realize we are not chickens. We don't need to peck around in the dust. You know what it means to peck around in the dust? It means to peck around in the bars, or peck around in here, peck around there. We are Jews. You know who you are? You're in the Ribono Shel Olam's kingdom. You know who you are? You're Mamash Chelok HaLokam Ima. And he quotes, and he finally quotes from the Ish Kodesh, from the Pius Esner. We know that you're still not quite sure about everything we're saying here. This is the introduction to the Chovas HaTamidim. First parak. We know that you're still asking yourself, how is it possible to make such an elevated person out of me? Not only that, how could it be that while I'm still young, I'll become Hashem's special beloved child? Like they're telling me. My parents and grandparents were not like that, and I'm just a plain ordinary child. But this way of thinking is also mistaken, says the Rebbe. If you feel discouraged, page 5, because your parents and grandparents were simple people, then elevate your viewpoint and look farther back. Who are your forefathers? The holy ones, the Nevi'im, the Tanam, the Amoram, the Go'inim, other Tzadikim. And the Gemara famous is if the Jews are not prophets, they are the children of prophets. If we're not Nevi'im, then we're B'nei Nevi'im. Know where we are, know how special we are. So at the end of the day, we have to be more like eagles. We have to stop being chickens, the Maisa. A chicken means whatever a person's Mitzrayim is. Everyone has their own Egypt, the Maisa. But everyone has to be strong like Yosef in their Egypt. To be strong like Yosef means that a person is able to be the Hayu. And you remain the same, like the same way that the paragraphs of Shema are the same, Maisa, our lives have to be the same. And it's very hard, and sometimes we'll fall. Sometimes we'll struggle. But says the Divrei Yisrael, how do we be strong? Be strong by being close to the Torah, by looking for the emes. That's what the Batishlach es Amos v'tigachah, that she was going down to look for the emes. And that's what the Sfas Emes says, that a Jew and his essence is a star. His essence is a chelok elokam imal. So we should be zoch b'ez Hashem to always look for the chelok elokam imal, to find the eagle within ourselves and the neshama within ourselves, and all the tumah and all the narshkar of the world will fall away, because our neshama only wants to cleave to emes b'ez Hashem Yisrael.
Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,